In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dateline, 2091 BC. Tigris, Euphrates, Haran, Salt, Sarah, Abraham, Lot, Terah. Terah dies. And the word of the Lord came to Abraham, saying, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you." God's call was pointed. It was radical. Abraham's response was recorded 4 verses later. So Abraham left. But what lay between the imperative leave and the action, so Abraham left, was an inner struggle that tested the steel of Abraham's faith to the core. Obedience is always costly. It is never easy. Abraham is ordered to turn his back on what had become familiar and friendly, to go out to the unwelcome and the unknown. He is to head for a land that the Lord will show him, a promised land. As in the time of Noah, oh, how the neighbors must have snickered. There was Abram packing his gear, getting ready to head out to God only knows where. After all, he had been doing so well there in Haran. His flocks and herds had excellent pasture. He was a rich man. "You've got all this," his neighbors must have taunted. "What do you want to do with this promised land? Why, you silly fellow, why are you following some will-o'-the-wisp when you might have it made right here in Haran? Forget about this business of a city whose foundations are made by a maker and builder whose name is God. Use your common sense, man, and keep both feet planted right here in terra firma, in the land between the rivers, in the land of the east." But Abram went. He walked by faith. As the writer of the Hebrews would declare, by faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Dateline, 2009 AD. St. Joseph, St. Mary, Maumee, Fort Wayne, ICV, Invitational Campus Visitation. Over 70 people, some with spouses and children, have come from all parts of the country this weekend to gain a greater familiarity with Concordia Theological Seminary and the preparation that leads to service in the pastoral ministry or in service in the diaconal ministry. This invitational weekend affords these men and women the opportunity to think about what it means to leave their homes and prepare to go to the land that the Lord will show them. The decision to come to seminary is rarely easy. We too sense an inner struggle, don't we? The part of each coming class arriving from college knows how other degrees and career paths can be so alluring. The part of each incoming class leaving one career and preparing for another can relate well to Abram's journey, even his neighbors. But such is the journey of faith that has led most of us to the seminary. We leave behind the lives and towns that we know, and we come to prepare. not knowing the city that the Lord will show us. Indeed, some 60 pastoral candidates and 10 diaconal candidates and some 70 vicars and 12 diaconal interns await spring and summer assignments to know the land that the Lord will show them for a time. And most are counting the days. It is the 20th of March, so that would mean 32 days for some and 31 days for others, and then there will be other assignments that come as the spring and summer play themselves out. And some maybe even have it down to the minutes within those days. As for us and Abraham, the call can come as a surprise. For you see, there's no reason why Abraham should have been the object of God's call. He wasn't better or more deserving than anyone else. So it is with us. If we look for the origin of God's call in ourselves, we will be lost. We will never hear it. The origin of God's call comes in God's mercy. In our baptism, God in his mercy called us to faith. He spoke his name into us. He made us a part of the blessing promised to Abraham. Hear the words from the lection again. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. At the heart of this sevenfold blessing is the promise that the whole of humanity would be blessed. The blessing would be the opposite of the curse which came upon humanity as a result of the fall. The curse would be nullified. God promised Abraham that he would establish the line from which the seed of the woman would come. The Bible's witness to the call of Abram is a decisive event in God's program of outreach. Seen in biblical perspective, as in the canticle we will sing in response to this homily, it is one of an unfolding series of happenings leading to a supreme event. It is a chapter in the history of salvation whose goal is the coming of Abram's seed, the Lord Jesus, into the world to redeem mankind. And Jesus was God in the flesh, walking as a man among men. Being the perfect obedient he was called to be, even though it led him down a road of sorrows we are journeying on this Lenten tide. It was a road he did not want to walk, to a death that he did not want to die. But willingly he obeyed. And because he obeyed, suffering and dying in our place, taking upon himself the wrath and punishment of God that we deserved, forgiveness is available to every man, to all who have it by way of repentance and faith. As Abram was called, so are we by the gospel. As Abram was blessed, so are we. And as in obedience he became the blessing he was called to be, so we have been blessed to be a blessing to others. In a very real sense, the vocation of all Christians is to be that blessing to others. By God's grace, through the means of other people and event in your lives, many of you who worship here today are confronted with the challenge to consider preparing for, or are already preparing for, a call to the office of the holy ministry or to the office of deaconess in the church, to be a blessing in a very public way. And to what end? So that it may be made known among all the nations what this God of Abraham has done. In the name of Jesus.